Gavin Gray, UK correspondent, with me. Hey, Gavin.
Hi there, Heather.
Gavin, is Hamza Yousaf going to resign, do you reckon?
Well, it's looking a bit tricky for him this week. He's got two votes of confidence running against him, and he is effectively fighting to stay in power, but of a minority government. And this is because in the old days that the Scottish National Party, a party that really wants independence for Scotland as its first and foremost priority, the Scottish National Party and the Green Party were holding a sort of pact together, and that gave them enough members of the Scottish Parliament to be in charge. That pact has fallen apart, and now Hamza Yousaf has effectively said, OK, well, we can carry on without it. Another said, no, you can't. And are calling for votes of no confidence this week. So already the numbers are being stacked up. Apparently he's doing the rounds, ringing various other MSPs, trying to get their support, but it's not looking good for him. And this morning it's being rumoured that for the first time he is beginning to accept he may have to resign, that quite simply he doesn't have the support there to carry on.
Gavin, fill me in on what's going on with this migration row between Ireland and Britain.
Yeah, this is an interesting one because, of course, there's long been this problem associated, as it were, with Brexit, in that the only land border is between the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland, of course, part of the UK. And what seems to be happening is that the majority, up to 80% of recent asylum seekers in Ireland, have actually arrived in the Republic by coming across the open land border from Northern Ireland. And it's an interesting one as to, first of all, why asylum seekers are bothering to try to get into the UK and then, as it were, get out of the UK, and why they're going into Ireland. So the Irish Prime Minister has said over the weekend, look, that other countries' migration policies cannot be allowed to undermine Ireland's. He said they will not provide a loophole for anyone else's migration challenges. Why the strong words? Of course, both those comments aimed at the UK. Well, because today the Justice Minister for Ireland is meeting the Foreign Secretary here in the UK in order, I think, really to try and, the Home Secretary rather, in order to try and thrash this problem out. Of course, having an open border means once somebody is in Northern Ireland, they can go across easily without being checked to Southern Ireland, whether they are British or Irish or indeed from another country applying for asylum. And I think since the dispute over the Rwanda policy, which of course is currently now supposed to be ready and set for action, where asylum seekers will be sent to Rwanda for processing in Africa rather than in the UK, apparently the numbers going into Ireland has increased dramatically.
Interesting stuff. Okay. So John Lewis has announced it's going to give the questions, the interview questions, to job applicants. Is this a good idea, do you think?
Well, I don't. I mean, part of the thing about going in for an interview is how you think on your feet. And having conducted interviews with various candidates for jobs, I also think it's interesting to see how they react. There is no such thing, of course, as a perfect answer in these things. But the idea that you give them the questions in advance is something new. And John Lewis and Waitrose, the big retail store chain here, says that they are now going to give job applicants those interview questions, because they're saying, although it will be no less rigorous, they're saying that actually, you know, nerves can affect people in different ways, and it wants to play a level playing field, as it were, for those called neurodivergent people. Mm. Of course, the problem is in real life, Heather, if perhaps I'm being unkind here, is of course nerves do play a part in certain things in real life. And so perhaps, I don't know, I've never thought the interview process is perfect, don't get me wrong, but whether it's an idea to give everyone all the questions beforehand is quite something else.
That's quite an interesting idea. Hey, thank you, Gavin. Appreciate it. Look after yourself. We'll see you again in a couple of days. It's Gavin Gray, a UK correspondent.
For more from Heather Duplessy Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.